Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Everyone, a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, that where he is, we may be also. And so we thank God for another Sunday where we can come together and lift up the name of Jesus. It is he who declared, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto himself. And so we thank God today for continuing to draw his drawing power that drew every one of us to his side, amen, to Calvary's cross. And we say to God be the glory for the great things that he has done. We thank God that truly he has brought us from a mighty, mighty, mighty long way, amen. And we say to God be the glory, because we know without the Lord on our side, we couldn't have made it. And so we say, thank you, God, for truly you have been on our side. You have been our way maker. You have been our strong tower. You have been our all-sufficient Savior. And so we say, thank you this morning for allowing us to see one more day in your presence. Amen. We're going to open up our worship this morning with an invocation psalm, Psalm number 24. It says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift him up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Keep silence. Keep silence. Keep grieve silent before him. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Reverend Lindsay if she will lead us in our prayer this morning. Good morning, Reverend Lindsay.
Fantastic. Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, heart of God. Let us pray this morning. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. Coming, Father, thanking you for another beautiful Sunday. Thanking you, O God, for grace and mercy that woke us up and started us on our way. We thank you, Father, that you haven't dealt with us according to our sins and our iniquities, but you've given us one more day to get it right. We just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the beauty and the holiness of this day. Thank you, Father. Thank you for just being a merciful Father. Thank you for being a faithful Father. Thank you, Father God, that you looked beyond our faults and you saw our need. And you knew that we needed a Savior, Father. So we thank you this morning. We thank you for the saving grace that comes through your darling Son, Jesus. Father. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit that keeps us day by day. And, oh, Father, we come this morning just want to give you a little bit of glory, a little bit of honor, and a little bit of praise. We come this morning with grateful hearts, Father God, because you brought us through another Thanksgiving season. You've been mighty good unto us, oh God. You allowed some of us to travel and to see family members that we hadn't seen in a long time. Oh God, we thank you. We appreciate what you've done. We thank you, Father, because truly you have blessed us one more time. And then you allow us to get up and have another communion Sunday, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, because of your shed blood. Oh God, we can have that abundant life. So, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that as you look on heart to heart and breast to breast, Father, oh God, if you see anything this morning that's not pleasing, I pray that you would wash us, clean us through your word, and sanctify us in your blood. And as you cleanse us, Father, draw us near to your cross. Father God, I pray your blessing upon Pastor Kason this morning. I pray that you continue to strengthen your servant, oh God. Continue to strengthen him as he bring your preach word this morning. Father God, open up our eyes and open up our ears, oh God. Give us that listening ear that we might hear your word, Father. And as we hear your word, oh God, let your Holy Spirit work on our hearts. That conviction will come forth. Power and deliverance and strength will come forth. Healing will come forth, oh God. Father God, salvation will come forth, oh God. We thank you this morning, Father. And then, Father God, we pray your blessing upon First Lady Kason. We pray that you continue to touch her body. Continue to keep her strong, oh God. We pray for the First Family in a special manner. And we pray for the entire Heart of God Baptist Church. We pray for each and every member, regardless of where they are today. We pray for every person that is listening to you today, Father, regardless of what the mode might be. Father God, we pray that you will reach them, oh Father God, that you will strengthen them through your preached word today, Father God. We thank you, Father God, and we pray for churches throughout the land. We pray for those that are sick and afflicted this morning in hospitals, homes, and nursing homes. We pray, Father, that you continue to strengthen our members, that you continue to look on bereaved families, that you will be a comforter as only you can. And, Father God, we pray in Jesus' name that you will get all the glory today, that you will be lifted up today. Help us to decrease and let the power of your Holy Spirit increase. And, oh, God, we'll forever give you glory, give you honor, and give you praise because you deserve it and you alone. And we thank you for your many blessings and your many benefits. We just thank you for being a merciful God one more time. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you look on our hearts and you draw us nigh unto you, that your love continue to penetrate us, continue to hold us, keep us as the apple of your eye. And we'll forever praise you. We'll forever say hallelujah to you, because truly thou art good. Hallelujah to your name. And we thank you this morning, Father God, for these and all blessings. In your darling Son Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Reverend Lindsay, for our fervent prayer this morning. Just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. And so we thank God, amen, for, amen, prayer this morning, amen. Pray that everyone has had a blessed giving, amen, and a chance to spend some time with family and friends and able to reflect on the goodness of God. And we know that it's been a rough year, a couple of years, amen, but God still has been good. And we just want to sing a song this morning, a song that always gives us encouragement and ability to go on just a little bit further. And that hymn is number 248, and it's entitled Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. And the first verse says, time is filled with swift transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. And as we close out the end of this year, we encourage you just to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Let's sing to the glory of God. Time is filled with transition. Not of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal, hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in him. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, if by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to him cling. You gotta hold to his hand, hold in my God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Verse 4, when your journey, when your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, there and back to home in glory, your enraptured soul will view. You gotta hold to his hand, talking about God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. So build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. One more time. You gotta hold to his hand, talking about God's unchanging hand. You gotta hold to his hand, God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Let's give God a sacrifice of praise. Let's give him a hand clap of praise. If you've been holding on to God's unchanging hand, let's give the Lord some praise because truly he's worthy of all our praise. I said he's worthy of all our praise. If you've been holding on, some been holding on for a long time, amen, and God has continued to bless us. God has continued to make ways for us. God has continued to turn our situation around. We're going to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. Amen. Thank God that we can hold to his hand. And God's unchanging hand. Man may let you down. He might be sometime. He might be up. He might be down. He might turn one way or turn another way. He's unpredictable. We know that God is unchanging. And if he was good on yesterday, he'll be good on today. Amen. And that's why we got to continue to hold to God's unchanging hand. We're going to go to our worshiper this morning. We're going to go to our first worshiper. Last four digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord for this morning. Thank God that touched me this morning. The eyes open and the limbs are moved. Give me another second chance to stay above this ground. We said thank you, Father, for being so good and so grateful to us that you have brought us a mighty long way. And we thank you and praise your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our First Lady this morning. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, Heart of God. It's good to know that everyone has had a blessed Thanksgiving, and God has brought us to another fourth Sunday, and he's in the blessing business, and he kept us from last year to this year, and we just thank him for all his many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. I just pray that everyone have a blessed upcoming week, and I love you all. I'm sending out air hugs and kisses. Bye-bye.
Amen. Thank you, First Lady. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason, First Lady, the Heart of God family. I just feel so good hearing everybody's voice again already this morning. And I thank the good Lord for waking us all up this morning to a beautiful day that he has made. And I thank him for allowing me to wake up with my sound mind and, in my case, being able to still see another day. I want to thank my family, my lovely friends, and everyone who helps me out through the good graces of God, helps me out with my health issue, and I pray that he continue to help everyone with their health issues, and that they're all still praying and thanking the good Lord for his grace and mercy. We heard that another variant is coming through, and I know that the Lord is going to watch us all if we just pray to him and let him know that we are depending on him as always. And so I pray and hope that everyone will be able to see next Sunday again. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741. 1741. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, First Lady in the Heart of God. It's so good to be in the land of the living and just praise God. I give him glory. I thank him for another Thanksgiving. I thank God for just keeping me and bringing me to this appointed time. I'm so grateful for everything he's done in my life. I'm grateful because he allowed me to see a brother and sister-in-law and nephew and his wife, hadn't seen in over 2 years, was grateful to have fellowship with them as well with my son on Thanksgiving Day. And so we had a wonderful family gathering. I was grateful for that. And thank God that he just made it possible. And thank God that other family members were able to get together. Truly, God, he's been good to us. We've been through a lot.
My Lord.
But God's been good to us, I tell you.
We might murmur and complain and grumble, but when we look back and we see the goodness of the Lord, all we can say, hallelujah,
yeah.
Thank you, Jesus, because he's been mighty good unto us. So I'm more than grateful this morning. And I pray you all strengthen the Lord and continue to stay strong in the Lord. Remember that Jesus loves you. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Pastor Kayson, for everything.
Bless you. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 2256. 2256, good morning. Good morning. Praise God. You're listening in this morning. Thank God for, amen, just allowing us to be able to talk to the Lord in prayer. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer, and we're getting ready to just ask God that he would continue to bless us throughout the rest of this year. We know that without a shadow of a doubt, God is the one that brought us through this year, and we know that many of our loved ones are traveling, are on vacation, and many have gone out of town, and many are on their way back into town. And so we pray God's blessing on them. We want to continue to pray for all of our school teachers, and pray for all of our Congress men and women, and our president, and pray for our fellow members, clergy, and churches all around this world. I open in the name of Jesus, and I continue to pray for all of the people that are first responders and caregivers and men and women in uniform, and just pray for mankind all over. And you know, we got a report of a new COVID variant that's working its way around the world, the Omicron. We want to know that God is still all-powerful, and just like he brought us through the different variants that we've seen today, that he'll bring us through this one. And so just continue to hold on. Like the songwriter says, in God's unchanging hand. And so we're going to ask that you will bow your heads, and that we would talk to God. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name that we thank you, God, for allowing us to be able to come together one more time, that we are able to come to your altar, where we can find grace to help in the time of need. So, God, that we've come boldly by faith, knowing, God, that it is you and you only that can answer and heal all of our soul's diseases. And so, Father, we come. First, we ask that you will forgive us of our sins. Oh, God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you would continue, God, to allow us to confess our sins. And, oh, God, you said that we would confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so, God, we thank you for that cleansing that you give us day by day. God, we thank you that we are washed and covered in the blood of Jesus. And, oh, God, we thank you that you no longer look at us through our own righteousness, but, God, that you look at us through your righteous blood of your Son. And so, God, we thank you for his sacrifice. We thank you for looking past our faults and seeing our needs. God, we thank you for the record there that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. And so, God, we thank you for everlasting life this morning. God, we thank you for truly, God, you have cleansed and made us whole. God, you washed our soul, God, in the blood of the Lamb. God, we thank you that there is a fountain that's filled with blood that comes from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood and are washed all their guilty stains. So, God, we thank you, God, that we can come through your throne, God. Oh, God, and we can ask in a manner humbly, God, that whatever we stand in the need of, God, that you will provide. Because we know you, God, are faithful, God. You are the one, God, that is faithful down through the years. And so we say thank you. God, we thank you for every breath we've taken, you've given us. God, we thank you for every heartbeat that we've had that you've given. God, we thank you that every laying down and every getting up you have provided. God, we thank you, God, that through it all, ups and downs, oh God, that you have been the one that provided all of our needs. And so we say thank you, God. God, we pray for this nation. God, we pray for our president, our vice president. We pray for our senators and congressmen. Oh, God, we pray for our police officers and our school teachers and our first responders and our children, God. We pray, God, for our neighbors, and we pray for our fellow churches around this world that are open in the name of Jesus, God, that you would keep them strong, God, that you would keep them on the fields of love and concern, God, that they would go forward and they would proclaim what thus said the Lord, God, that they would tell the story of Jesus who came down through 42 generations and hung and shed his life, and early on the third day that he got up with all power in his hand. God, we thank you for this gospel message that reached us, oh God, down through the years. We were able to, by faith, accept it, oh God, and we were able to claim the gift of salvation. God, we pray as we go through this celebration season where we celebrate the birth of the Christ Jesus, God, that you would help us to continue to realize that truly Jesus is the reason for the season. God, we pray for the sick, the shut-in, the bereaved families, the homeless families. God, we pray that you would continue to station angels and people around them that show of your love and your kindness, your grace and your mercy. God, continue to show yourself strong and mighty in all of our lives. God, continue to let us know that you are God, and beside you, God, there is none other. God, we thank you for those that are worshiping with us today. God, we pray that you will continue to bless them, God, through the power of your spirit, God, that they would know without a shadow of a doubt that it is the time that you said that now is the time that they that worship you, that they must worship you in spirit and in truth. And so, God, as we worship today, God, help us to worship you in that manner, that we will lift up the name of Jesus, that we will give you honor, glory, and praise. God, bless your word as it goes out, that it would go out with power and conviction. And if, oh God, there's someone that doesn't know you in the free pardoning of their sins, oh God, that they would be pricked at their hearts and come running, I yield. What must I do to be saved? God, we pray that all of the petitions that have been made down through the years, God, all the prayers that have risen up to you, God, oh God, that you would give an answer in your time, God. Oh God, that you would make straight in your time, God, that you would make a way in your time, and oh God, that this will be done to your glory. And we ask these and all other blessings in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, who is the Christ. And our spiritual souls, amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for a prayer being a prayer answer. God will answer our prayer. I don't know about you, amen, but I've been a recipient of answered prayer, amen. It's like we talked on last Sunday, that you got history with God, that God has shown himself mighty in your life. And I don't know about you, amen, but I'm glad, amen, that God shows himself mighty in a way that nobody but God gets the glory. I'm going to say that again, that God shows himself mighty in all of our lives, that nobody but God will get the glory. Somebody ought to say, hallelujah, I know that's right, amen. Because if it had not been for the Lord, amen, on your side, I don't know where you would be, but I don't know where I would be. But I know that the Lord God Almighty, amen, has watched out for me, has made a way for me, has kept me, has protected me, has been my shelter, has been my strong tower, has been my buckler, that has kept it all together. And so I say thank you today, God, because truly you have been good, not just on a Thanksgiving day that we pick on a fourth, a Thursday out of the year, November, but a thank you, God, amen, for truly down through the years, amen, you have blessed us, you have blessed me, you have blessed our family over and over again. And we say thank you today, for truly, God, you are good and greatly to be praised. Amen. Amen. We are thankful today to God for his holy word. Amen. And as we go through the holiday, holy day season, as we look to, amen, things that are surrounding the month of December, the end of November, the month of December, that we look forward to, amen, celebrating the birth of Christ. And as we go forward and celebrate the birth of Christ, we have to be careful, amen, that the events around celebration of the birth of Christ don't get so loud that they drown out the birth of Christ. And it's important that as many families have traditions of cooking and giving gifts and visiting family and friends and all of the things that go along with the holiday season, that we do not forget that Jesus is the reason for the season and that he is the ultimate gift, amen, that God has given. In John 3:16, God said that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And this was prophesied in the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah in the 9th chapter, and says in verse 6, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And verse 6 says, "Of his increase, of his government and peace, there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice. Henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." And so the prophet Isaiah prophesied what the Messiah would be, how he would be an everlasting gift from God. And so John picked that up. And then in the book of Luke, and the book of Luke is a book, amen, that talks about the birth of Christ. And it talks about how he came, amen, and how he had a forerunner in John, and how John's mother, Elizabeth, and how Jesus's mother, Mary, got together, and how the Holy Spirit was in John, and how his spirit leaped in his mother's womb. And these two births, amen, were unusual births, in that Elizabeth and her husband Zacharias, amen, were unable to have children, and the birth of Jesus, amen, where Joseph, amen, and Mary, amen, had not been married yet, but Mary, amen, was found to be with child because of the promise that God would, amen, allow the Holy Spirit to cause her to be able to give birth to the Savior. And so all of these things come together. And so it's important for us as we celebrate holiday season and not to forget, amen, what it's all about. I know we have Black Friday week. It used to be just Black Friday after Thanksgiving. We got Cyber Monday coming up, and all the stores have sales and so-called sales, and we have all kind of ways of celebrating. But the thing that we need to remember, amen, is about the thing that God did that was impossible for man to do, and that was to provide salvation. And so God provided salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. And because of that, mankind can be fulfilled through that promise that John made in John 3:16, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And so we want to look just a little bit at the Gospel of Luke, and we want to look at the account of the angel Gabriel coming to Zacharias, and the angel Gabriel coming to Mary. And Gabriel is an angel that sits at the right of the throne of God. And so this is a strong powerful angel that carries out the will of God. And so if we go the first chapter, and we'll see how Gabriel approaches Zechariah, and we'll see how Gabriel deals with Zechariah and Elizabeth. And if time permits, we'll see how Zechariah, the angel Gabriel, deals with Mary. And so in verse 1, it says, "For as much," this is Luke 1, verse 1, "for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word." And so Luke is setting the groundwork of how he is coming to develop the writing of this book, that he got it from eyewitnesses and the testimony of those who were present during the time of the Lord. And so in verse 3, it says, "It seemed good to me also, having the perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus." Now, Theophilus was a scholar in that time of Luke who knew about God. And so Luke was going to explain to him a little bit more detail about the birth of Christ. And he says that in verse 4, "that thou mightest know the certainty of those things which were thou hast been instructed." And in verse 5, he said, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abiah, and his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years." In other words, Elizabeth and Zacharias was old. And in verse 8 it says, "And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense." In verse 11 it says, "And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense." In verse 12 it says, "And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him." In verse 13 it says, "But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John." And in verse 14 it says, "And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and to the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." In verse 18, he says, "And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years." And in other words, he's saying, "I'm old and my wife is old." Verse 19, it says, "And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And then if we go down to verse 26, and it says, "Sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know no man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also conceived the son in her old age, and in the sixth month of her who was called barren. In verse 30, he says, 37, he says, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. I know that was a lot of reading, but that gave the context about God, Holy Spirit, his son, and his servant, Zacharias and Elizabeth, and his servant, Mary and Joseph, and how God, through his infinite wisdom, let everyone know that there's nothing that is impossible with God. And that's what we want to talk about today. Amen. That there's nothing too hard for God. And my brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but having lived many years upon this earth, there have been experiences and there have been things that I've witnessed firsthand that only God could have done. I'm going to say that again. Having lived on this earth and experiences, many experiences, I have seen, amen, things done that only God could have done. Things that were impossible with man, things that only God could have come and stepped in to make a difference. And I don't know about you, amen, but there was and there is a condition in this world, a condition, amen. And the condition is outlined in Romans, the third chapter, in verse 23. And that condition is that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And because of that condition, mankind, amen, is fraught with trouble. He's fraught with his own peril of not loving himself and not loving one another. And he's fraught with peril of not liking and not loving the people that are around him. Isaiah also prophesies that when God asked him, who shall go for us or who shall we send? God said through his son, through his prophet Isaiah, he said, here am I, Lord, send me. And when he said that, he said, for he is a man of unclean lips and lives in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And he realized, amen, that without the power of God, that mankind was doomed for destruction. And pick up in John 3:16, where God prophesies through John 3:16 that he says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. In other words, because all have sinned, because all have come short of the glory of God, man's ultimate earthly natural outcome is that he would perish and be separated from God. And so we say this in the midst of all of our Black Fridays, in the midst of all of our Black Friday week, in the midst of all of our Cyber Monday, in the midst of all of our holiday shopping, amen, that in the midst of all of the eating and the tradition and the gathering, that we don't forget, amen, that God gave us the gift, amen, that we needed, amen. Many times, amen, we get gifts, amen, and we don't even open the gifts. We look at it and we say we don't need this and we pass it on to someone else, or we don't even give gifts, or we don't even go shopping, or if we do go shopping, it's for us and me, myself and I, and we buy things, amen, that we want and not what we need, amen. But when we look back over the condition of man. There was a gift that was prophesied in the Old Testament that every man needs, amen, and that is the gift of salvation. And so we need to be saved from the power and the penalty of sin that we have committed. I'm going to say that again. There's a need for the gift of salvation, and that salvation is needed because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so in this time of celebration, we need to make sure that we celebrate what the gift that God is giving. We need to celebrate, amen, that God paid a price that we could not pay. We need to celebrate, amen, that there was a condition that we couldn't fix. That there was a condition that, even big bad man who's big and bad enough to do everything he's big and bad enough to do, he couldn't get all of his righteousness and all of my righteousness put together, because the record declares that all of our righteousness is but filthy rags before God. And in other words, we couldn't buy our way back. We couldn't win our way over. We couldn't get the salvation that we needed, amen. And it was an impossibility, amen, for us to be able to look to God and say, God, amen, here is my righteousness. Allow me to be saved. And so what are you saying, Pastor Kason? What I'm saying is, amen, is that we need to understand, amen, that there was a thing, amen, that was impossible, that was accomplished by God. I mean, there was a thing, amen, that no one could do, amen, but God. And so God allows us to see these things. And Zachariah and Elizabeth, they was old, George. Many of us are old, amen. But every day God wakes us up. Come on now. He specializes in a thing called impossible. Somebody said, I'm old, but I'm still got the activities of my limbs. Somebody said, I was old, amen, but I'm still in my right mind. Somebody said, I was old, but I still have the ability to praise God. Somebody said, I'm old and I got some health issues, amen, but God has still been good to me. Somebody said, I'm old, but I'm still able to appreciate the gathering of my family and friends. Somebody said, I'm old, amen, but God has continued to bless me day after day after day. The record said that I've been young and I've been old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. So Zacharias and Elizabeth demonstrate to us who are old, amen, that God is still in the building business. Look at somebody and say, I might be old, but God hadn't forgot about me. I might be a little slow in my steps, but God still remembers me. I might not be able to be as fast as I want to be, amen, but God has me getting to the end of the race, because he said the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endures to the end. So I got to recognize God, that he specializes in the impossible. So Zacharias and Elizabeth, in their old age, they looked around and they realized, amen, that God was a special God. And that's why they served him for so many years. And I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters, I've seen some young saints, and I've seen some old saints, and I've seen some saints that have developed down through the years. And the one thing that they continue to do is they continue to press their way in spite of the situation or the circumstance. And lest I hold you long this morning, I want to encourage you this morning that when you wake up and you have another situation or circumstance in your life, to don't lose faith and don't lose hope in God, because the God that we serve, amen, has not forgotten about you or me. Have I got a witness today? I understand that we go through some ups, and I understand we go through some downs, and I can only imagine that Zacharias and Elizabeth had gone through some ups and some downs in their lives. But I'm glad to see that in spite of the ups and downs, they were still serving God. Have I got a witness today? Some folks said that I've had a few challenges in my life. I've had some weary days. I've had some trials and tribulations. But as long as I continue to serve our God, that he continues to bless me over and over again. There have been some impossibilities in my life. There have been some challenges in my life where the doctor said one thing and folk gave up on another. But I'm here to tell you that there's a reality and serving a true and a living God, because the God we serve, the God I serve, he specializes in what man calls impossible. Aren't you glad today that the doctor doesn't have the final word, that the judge and the jury don't have the final word, that the lawyer don't have the final word, that the guys and girls on your job don't have the final word, but God, I say God has the final say so. When the doctor said no, God said yes. When the justice said no, God said yes. When salvation was needed and the devil said no, God said yes and sent his son. So I'm here to tell you this morning, don't give up on God, because God has not given up on you. You might think it's impossible. You might think it may never happen, but God is an on-time God. The songwriter said he may not come when you want him to, but he's always, I said he's always. Look at somebody and shake your head. He's always on time. Give somebody a high five and say he's always on time. I can tell you for myself, he's showed up and showed out in my life when I didn't think it was going to work, when I didn't think it was going to come. I waited on the Lord, and the Lord said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. So Zechariah and Elizabeth, they praise God because God specializes in their impossible situation. And so that brings us to Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph specialized, had God specialized in their life. Just like Zacharias and Elizabeth had the angel Gabriel let them know that it was going to be all right and that John would be born of some old folk. Have I got a witness? Thank God for the old folk that are still a blessing to the young folk. And so as Elizabeth spoke to Mary, she said that God had blessed me with a child in my old age. And Mary got excited because Angel Gabriel told her that she would be the bearer of the Savior. She asked him, how is this going to happen? And the angel told her that the Holy Ghost shall come upon you and you shall be with child. I'm here to tell you, it's nobody but the Holy Ghost that is able to turn the situation around. Aren't you glad today for the Holy Spirit in your life? When things were going one way, God specialized and turned it another way. Aren't you glad today? When you was barren, God made a way. When you didn't have a dollar, God gave you 20. When you didn't have a job, God gave you a job. When you didn't have good help, God gave you help. When the doctor said you weren't going to make it, God turned it around. Won't he do it? I said, won't he do it? God will. I said, God will. He'll show up. He'll show out. He still specializes in the things that we call impossible. God is a good God. God is a great God. So as we go into this season, remember the greatest gift of all is the gift of salvation that purchased our soul, that delivered us from the hand of the enemy, that fulfilled the promise and the prophecy of God, that came down through 40 and two generations, the bloodline that made its way all the way to us, the blood that gives us strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Because God has the power to specialize in saving a sin, sick, lost soul. And when we understand what he has done and how he has done it, and the record explains how he did it, we can celebrate. Amen. It's okay to celebrate. But don't forget to celebrate about salvation. Don't forget to celebrate, amen, about what God has done for your soul. Hallelujah. Don't forget to celebrate about the blood, amen, of Jesus. Amen. That cleansed and washed and made you whole. That's the celebration. You can celebrate and think about that all year long. Amen. You get a little disappointed by man, and all of us get a little disappointed by man. Amen. Make sure you go back and read the record that God fulfilled his promise. Amen. That his son came, and the record says that he was bruised. That the chastisement, the price that needed to be paid was upon his shoulder. And that by his stripes we are healed from that Romans 3:23 devastation of all of sin and come short of the glory of God. That we were able to get to Romans 6:23, say, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That gift, that special gift, amen. That gift, that blood of the Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world, that come down through those 42 generations, you'll be able to be covered by that same blood. Amen. Even in the old age, amen, Zacharias and Elizabeth, even in their young age, Mary and Joseph, were blessed by the angel Gabriel to be able to understand that there's a reality in faithful and serving a true living God. Even in our most difficult situation, God has the ability to specialize and turn that situation around, because he doesn't change, and he will specialize in the impossible. So if you're going through today, amen, if you're having some ups and some downs, know without a shadow of a doubt, just like when Zacharias was praying, the people were praying. The people were praying. You go back and read that first chapter of Luke. They were praying. Angel of the Lord came. Angel of the Lord came. He answered their prayer. Keep praying. God hears. God will send a station, an angel beside you, help you and sustain you and help you to make it through. And when you get your breakthrough, hallelujah, thank you, God, you'll be like those young and old down through the years. And say, God still specialized. He still specialized in the things, amen, that we call impossible. Amen. God bless you today. I want you to be encouraged. Amen. Whatever you're going through, God hears your prayer. God knows what you're going through. And God will give an answer. Amen. Amen. We have come to the 11th meeting service in the year of our Lord 20. Amen. We thank God for allowing us to come, amen, to this communion service where we can remember. Like I said, God asked that we do this in remembrance of him, that we will remember. Sometimes we get carried up in the hustle and the bustle of the world. And like I said, the Black Fridays and the Christmas shopping and the different holidays and different Cyber Mondays and the different sales and all of the things that make our Christmas and help us to enjoy the time and enjoy each other. We want to just continue to let people know, amen, all over this world, amen, that some have more and some have less. But God loved everyone, that he gave the ultimate death, which was his son's shed blood, his son's sacrifice, amen, for the sins of the world. And so wherever you are in this world, amen, you can participate in this salvation that God has given through his son, Jesus Christ. And so Jesus, the night before he was betrayed, he sat down with his disciples and gathered them together, and he took time and observed the Passover for the last time. And that was when God delivered people out of Egypt. And as the death angel, the 10th plague came upon Egypt, they were instructed by Moses to take the blood and to put it on the doorpost and the lintel. So when the death angel came, passed over, and they were saved because of the blood that was covering the house. So they observed that until Jesus instituted the new covenant, a new promise in his name, and sat down with his disciples and took bread and he blessed it and he broke it. He said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. As often as you eat it in remembrance of me, let us eat together." And in like manner, after they had supped, he sat down with the cup of the fruit of the vine. He said, "This is the new covenant in my blood. Often as you drink it in remembrance of me, for the shedding of the remission of sin of many. Let us drink together." And the record said that he did not give a benediction. They went out to the Mount of Olives and they sang a hymn. As you go out into your Mount of Olives, remember that God still specializes in the things called impossible. God still specializes in the things called impossible. Whether you're young or old, God still specializes in the things that we call impossible. God bless you. May heaven ever smile upon you. We'll see you on next Sunday, Lord willing. God bless.